It's Saturday, September 11th, 2021, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine here again with your weekend story. On today's show, we're diving into the sense of belonging that seems to be at the heart of the NFT story. Sort of. Today's episode is sponsored by Kava, Nexo.io, and Bitstamp. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Today's featured story is an opinion piece, which comes to us courtesy of CoinDesk's Michael J. Casey. The spending frenzy for Bored Apes, CryptoPunks, Pudgy Penguins, and other so-called NFT communities has sparked a parallel frenzy in futurism. Commenters like Kevin Roos of the New York Times are pondering whether owning a unique avatar drawn from these digital art drops, as they're called, could manifest into a new, monetizable expression of a person's online digital status. Combining the social value of a Twitter checkmark, perhaps, with the speculative value of a diamond ring. Others talk about how these new identities will build hierarchies in the metaverse, that online world to which we're all supposedly migrating. To understand why this phenomenon inspires such futuristic visions, it's also important to see what it takes from humanity's past. We need to acknowledge that it taps into the deeply ingrained connection that art and iconography, from the Christian cross to Nike's swoosh, have always had on the human need to belong. I think this merging of the antique with the novel, applying that deep-seated connection between art and community to the new world of online markets and unique digital assets, is what gives this trend far greater prospects for economic disruption than initial coin offerings ever had. Add decentralized autonomous organizations, better known as DAOs, into the mix, and the potential is amplified even more. In my first book, Che's Afterlife, The Legacy of an Image, I explored the global expansion of the iconic image of communist revolutionary Ernesto Che Guevara, one of the great pre-digital memes of the 20th century, and the cult-like communities that formed around it. I was less interested in Che Guevara as a historical figure than in the romanticized idea of Che, embraced by devotees around the world in the half-century since his death in 1967. That idea is most often encapsulated in a unique image of the Cuban-American gorilla captured by Havana-based photographer Alberto Corda. It appears on t-shirts, on college dorm room posters, in tattoos, sometimes in the original black and white photographic form, but mostly as a two-tone screen print. Derivative versions place it in different contexts that alter its meaning and turn a left-wing radical into an ironic or sometimes non-ironic commentary on culture and capitalism. Che as Christ, as Colonel Sanders, as a brand of beer, as a motif on a bikini. What I learned was how images can become shorthand for a statement of membership and belonging. These can be attached to giant rules-based communities, as with the iconography of religions or the flag of nation-states. But it also applies to more transient forms of being, such as the logos of popular clothing brands or the symbols of sports teams. Since the dawn of history, groups have been using art to signal both membership of the tribe and their differentiation from other tribes. The boom in non-fungible token or NFT communities is an extension of this millennia-old social behavior. Both the issuers and buyers of pengus and apes are collectively striving to build a powerful feedback loop between the appeal of their respective NFT imagery and the formation of an ever-stronger community bond. Those that succeed will not only boost the value of the underlying NFT collection, but also forge a sense of affiliation, as well as a desire among outsiders to cross the velvet rope, so to speak, and enter the club. Thanks to the magic of digital assets, success translates directly into financial payoff. It's a powerful combination. As anyone who has studied cryptocurrency trends understands, organic promotion by a self-motivated fandom is the best way to generate price appreciation in a token. In NFT communities, this FOMO, or fear of missing out game, is amplified even more, because membership gives you both the satisfaction of belonging to the club and the capacity to flex your own individual status through a unique avatar. In this environment, price becomes a clear measure of the success of a community. Prices of the NFT collections that are generating the most buzz and membership FOMO are the ones that are soaring. The question is, does this reflect market demand for the art, or is the strength of the community the key force driving the price?
Kava gives you the ability to earn more by connecting the world's largest cryptocurrencies, ecosystems, and financial applications on DeFi's most trusted, scalable, and secure earning platform. Kava is an institutional-grade cross-chain engine built to scale on the largest decentralized proof-of-stake network. With loan APYs as low as 0% and reward APYs as high as 200%, Kava is the safest place for you to grow your digital portfolio. Mint stablecoins. Lend, borrow, earn, and swap safely across the world's biggest crypto assets with Kava. To learn more, visit kava.io/marketsdaily. Looking to make the most of your crypto assets? Nexo.io's got you covered. Grow your wealth securely with Nexo's high-yield interest accounts. Buy crypto on your terms, directly within Nexo's platform, and start earning daily compounding interest right away. Get the cash you need without selling your crypto from just 6.9% APR. Instantly swap between 100 crypto and traditional currency pairs. And don't worry, Nexo is insured against losses up to $375 million. Get the most of your crypto at nexo.io. That's nexo.io. Secure, regulated, and reliable, Bitstamp is the cryptocurrency exchange of choice for more than 4 million investors and traders worldwide. Since 2011, Bitstamp has been a trailblazer in security, head of the class in personal customer service, and dedicated to making buying crypto fast and easy. Whether you are investing on our desktop platform and mobile app or trading on our speedy APIs, Bitstamp gives you all the tools you need to reach your crypto goals. Visit bitstamp.net to learn more. Bitstamp, for all the ways we crypto.
I'm not sure we can answer that question. You can't disentangle these forces from each other. The value of both the art and the membership are intrinsically linked. Now, work into this idea the construct of DAOs, or decentralized autonomous organizations, where governance in shared investments, software projects, or philanthropy is managed by a smart contract rather than by any one administrator. What emerges is an entirely new idea of what constitutes an enterprise, a new theory of the firm, if you will, that could have a profound impact on innovation and creativity. As NFT DAOs grow and continue to reinvest the proceeds of their success into new digital asset or art projects, it's easy to imagine an explosive process of development being unleashed. Just look at the influence of ApeDAO, a collectively owned investment pool that's been aggressively acquiring NFTs and turning itself into something of a market maker. Last month, it, quote, swept the floor of the Bored Ape market, picking up dozens of NFTs at low prices, which pushed up the value of the entire collection, in which it has significant holdings, along with other NFT assets. ApeDAO provides a link to its collection, which as of Thursday of last week was valued at around $7 million. That kind of strategy is fueling ever more activity in this industry. Now, this is not to say that many NFTs haven't become overpriced in this current phase, or that people buying at these levels won't lose their shirts. There are plenty of risks that could throw friction into this process. Not the least of which is that the tokens of some NFT projects potentially contain the characteristics of securities, exposing them to legal action. And the short summary there is that this is complicated. It's uncharted territory for regulators, and we simply don't know what will happen. But the bigger point is that this craze, which to some can seem so frivolous, contains within it some enormously transformative potential. Ignore it at your own peril. And that's our show for today. This episode was edited by Adrian Blust, and we'll be back tomorrow with another weekend story where we dig into the much-anticipated metaverse and what companies are doing to prepare. You can send us an email at podcast@coindesk.com or leave us a review on your favorite podcast player. And from all of us at Coindesk, thanks for listening.